Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Teddy Love Show. This is your boy Teddy Love coming live out of a hotel. How are you guys today?
Hello, everyone.
I'm going to get this out of the way now since some of you have sent nasty stuff to me. Sorry I've been gone so long. We've been kind of figuring out things again. And sorry the show's going to be short today. That's Blog Talk's fault. Write letters to them on this one. But I'm going to go ahead and hop into the questions. The first question is, how do you two effectively show that you are physically attracted to each other without talking about it? I'm going to let you answer first, because your way is the best.
Because I'm totally laughing about how worthless I am at that. I am not good at the physical stuff. That is just not who I am. I try hard sometimes to convey things in ways that make sense, but other than that, I don't really have a good answer. I would just make sure that, like, hold a hand, grab a leg when you're sitting at a table, like, make sure that you want to be physically connected to the person. That goes a long way.
I would say that I'm pretty good at it, but and the way that I kind of communicated to her, it sometimes is lost in the translation of confusing relationship stuff. But I am constantly touching her, I would say. And some of it is sexual in nature, but some of it is really me saying, baby, I like to touch you, without using the words of I like to touch you. So that I try to communicate that through the physical touch. Is there anything that you guys could do to enhance your sexual attractiveness towards the other?
Enhance your attractiveness towards the other one. I mean, I think you can do things that you know the other one likes, whether that be a perfume, or apparently I changed how I did my eye makeup this week and that did something for him. There are little things that don't have to be like overtly big. I mean, you can do the big obvious, like wear lingerie when you're just hanging out at the house, or buy an elephant thong and rock it to bed, dudes. Or you can, like, but I think it's, for me, it's as much the small things as it is the big extravagant things. Like, anytime you're making an effort, I think that that is a big deal. Okay.
I'm going to say that I'm pretty attractive, so I don't know what else to do other than rocking the elephant thong. I totally get why she mentioned that. A bunch of guys responded back to who the hell can fill up an elephant thong. But see, me, I'm totally going to like Viagra myself up and rub on it for a little bit and throw all of it in the nose of the thong. I actually found some that were elephant shit, but I thought that was a little weird. I don't want you to think of it as a trunk. It's kind of weird. So I just, yeah, do whatever effort I hear is attractive, girls, guys.
Effort is attractive.
So try just to throw some effort and thoughts into whatever it is.
Did everyone have a good Thanksgiving yesterday? Ate a lot of food. Good times, always.
Good thing, yes.
It's always good. Who is stressed out from their family time?
They're saying everyone. What is the best way to set the mood during the day? And I'm for a freaky day is what they're asking. And I'm going to let you answer because I want to know the answer to the question for you.
I don't really have an answer.
Okay.
To set the mood for a freaky night. Apparently we have some friends who think it's to get, what's that thing called? A vibrator that you wear out and about in the world. And use an app to activate it. Which is great. That's cool if that's your thing.
People are going bananas over that suggestion. She's not saying she does that suggestion. She's saying we had some friends that choose that method, but I get it. It's out there if you want to find it.
Yep, it is. I think, I don't know, maybe like a random, like if you're not physically together, I think like a random text message that's like, hey, I'm thinking about you and blah, 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 whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about. You all do that all the time. So.
What are you talking about? I don't know. What is the blah, blah, blah? You know?
Well, whatever it is. Like if you're like, I can't wait to get you home and whatever the end of that sentence is.
Okay.
I
just use suggestive text. I like
like a random text message or whatever it is. Just kind of like make sure that they know that that's where your mind is at and that you're thinking about them.
And one thing that I really love to do is stick my fingers in them. A lot right before they're about to go, and don't let them come from it. And then I used to eat them some and get them super excited and then go and then talk about it all day so that you could build that type of thing. We call that slow cooking sex because you're building it up all day like that. And so you can try. Right. That's exactly what it is. This next question is perfect for us today. It says, have we tried the new fad of butthole sunbathing?
Oh, my Jesus. We saw this article. We did. No. The answer is no. Will I ever know? It's just not a part of my person or desires to ever be out sunning my anus.
Lady claims she has lost 35 pounds from
because you don't want to be laying outside naked if with the extra 35 pounds on. I don't understand how putting some sunlight on your asshole is taking weight away.
It says that scientifically, which she hates any study just proves some randoms. But it says that scientifically, you get full from the sun and don't eat as much.
Yeah, we watched that episode of Wife Swap. Bullshit.
They didn't put their buttholes out there, though. And I was like, they did their face. They like,
I'm just eating the sun. I mean, good for you for losing 35 pounds. Congratulations. That's a big deal. If sunning your asshole is the way to do it for you, Good for you.
She's actually listing, like, her blood sugar, pressures, cholesterol, all are in line ever since she's been sunbathing her grasshole, which is 3 months. I heard it was, this article said it could do all those things. I didn't know if I believed it, and it's kind of neat hearing specifically from you saying that that is a thing.
I want to know how it works. Break it down for me. You go out in your backyard and spread your cheeks to the sun? I don't get it.
She says there's new salons that are that.
Okay.
But she says you can go in your backyard and they have, like, sun funnels that go in your butt, open up your butt cheeks, and basically funnel the sunlight into your hole.
Does it not burn?
It gets pretty hot, she says.
I mean, if you're a burner, like, my skin burns in the sun.
She says, no, the butthole is so moist all the time that it doesn't burn. I don't want my moist butthole. I like a little wind through my butthole, but I don't know about sun there all the time. Like, I stand up sometimes and the wind hits me just right through my grass hole and I feel amazing. Gives me a little pep in my step, but sunlight there, I just laying there getting sunlight on my grass hole is a little weird. And does it turn darker is what I want to know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Are you getting like butthole tan? Burned? Is it going to peel? None of that sounds pleasant to me.
If you are getting butthole tan, would that make it more appealing? Like,
no.
Should be getting it darker. I tell people all the time now that I'm tan enough. So my butthole is probably the perfect color that it needs to be right now. I mean, if I wanted to get it darker, I wouldn't wipe. That's not fair, but that's the way I think about it, yes. We're going to skip question 5.
Okay.
What is a turn off or a phrase right before sex that'll kill the mood?
What's that smell?
I could see that being a thing. In real life, though, her real life thing is anything that has to do with the word vagina. She has a sleep button on her that if you want her to go to sleep, you say the word vagina. You may be able to say, well, I would like some of this. She may stay awake then. You use the word vagina, it's coming at you in no time. I don't really, if I ever had to say, why does it taste like that, that would definitely stop me from going any further in that sexual experience. What would you like us to try sexually that we haven't? I would like to actually role play with Star. I think she could be really good at. And the other day I did that with Tulips, and it was the first time we accomplished it somewhat where Tulips was able to stay in the character kinda. And it was neat because I was having this dream about Tulips, and it was super sexy. I woke up and felt like the dream was real. So I said, hey, this is the scenario, go. And, like, stayed in character from that moment on. And she made it up until a point. And then eventually was like, well, and, like, brought up a grocery list or whatever, you know, stuff like that. So I'll go with role playing.
Okay. I don't really have anything. I feel like we're kind of adventurous. I can.
No, that's bad. So,
well, I don't have anything. That's a hard one. I don't like sit around. That's not who I am. I don't have, like, fantasies that aren't fulfilled, or it's just not how my brain works, I guess.
What is your after sex routine?
Food.
Yeah, we do that. And are we both happy with it, or what would it change is the whole question. I'm pretty fine. Well, I will say that, and this is just me being Teddy, I like to cuddle a little longer after sex. She's more of the roll over and get up and go do something type, but I like to lay there and hold her for a moment and kind of bask in the fact that we just shared each other with each other. Wow. Whole bunch of gays.
I'm sure. I'm sure there was.
But the craziest thing about that, there'll be like a whole bunch of women swooning comments and then gay ones from dudes.
Yeah.
So what I would do, guys, is I would get some crayons, write down what I'm saying, and figure out how to work it into your life, like make it a real thing. And you might do a little better with the ladies.
That's really who he is. He doesn't pretend for the show. Like, he really is that.
This one's pretty big, and I need a decent answer from you. What does love making mean to you? And if you want to give them the harsh reality of, like, getting off, you can. Just say whatever you need to say. Yeah.
I think there are a couple of sides of love. I mean, I think that there is, that is the cheesiest term ever, but there is the just getting it in, getting it off situation. The physical release for both people.
Okay.
And there's the emotional side of it that is probably more what people mean when they say love making. And it's just letting your guard down enough to share a moment and who you are in that moment with the person that you're with.
I may be in the minority, or I may be in the majority. I don't know, but of course I'm about to. This is definitely one you should probably grab your crayon for. So for
it's
me,
not a straight girl.
What I'm about to say, I think that it's a chance to have your spirit, like the deep down depths of your spirit, wrap around the other person's deep down depths of their spirit. And me and her had a discussion the other day, and I won't say how the discussion went, but I feel like there's no other way to be able to forge that deep of a connection. So that is why I look at sex the way I do, because it's a power of giving someone that chance that you shouldn't be doing to everyone. There are a lot of times where if you give yourself too much, you're going to not have self anymore because you've given too much self. So at the same time, you have to be choosy or picky, or it's not like not a bad version of choose your pick, but selective is a good word about who you're giving that stuff away to. And I think that me and her debate a lot about how people act for people. And there was an article written last week about how women are kind of meant to be freaky and guys need to have the key to that freakiness. And there's one guy who has the key to each woman's freakiness in the world. And so they shouldn't be out displaying it to everybody, basically, because there's that one guy that gift's really meant for them. And I kind of believe in that sort of thing. I think that if you use up all your freakiness, it loses some of the specialness of what's supposed to be meant and given it. And even the fact that I love Star and Tulips, there are certain things that I do with Star that I don't do with Tulips, because that's a Teddy and Star thing. And that is how I think sex should be. If you go to all the things with everybody, it's kind of ho-ish. I'm not saying you're a ho. I'm saying it's ho-ish. So I think that there's a time and a place for each person that you're doing those things with. And to love making doesn't like include what all's happening in that stuff. I think it includes the feelings part of it. If you're putting the feelings into it, to me, anybody can get off on anybody. I watched the story of a guy who let a dog lick his balls, and he was putting peanut butter on his nuts, and the dog was licking it off. And then when he got busted for it, he was like, it was the mouth of my balls. And that made me think of this kind of conversation where he was like, getting off. Well, kind of, except you did an animal, you nasty. Well, I'm not judging him, but that's kind of naughty. It's weird. I wouldn't let a dog who eats crap lick my nuts ever. It's not a thing that I'm into as a whole. But yeah, I think that love making is a big thing. I think a lot of people have sex and don't necessarily get to the love making part of it, and which is sad, actually, that it's not used to make love more. And I think the gift in lovemaking and not in sex. And so as a culture, we kind of miss that because we're so sexual as a group. And what I'm finding out in general, just by living life, is that people don't really know how to real great separate sensuality and sexuality. A girl, well, me and Star talked about this today too. A girl can have her nipple showing, and it shouldn't be sexual because her nipple's hard. Like,
not showing, like through a swimsuit.
Yeah. I mean, like
about.
Fully clothed and have the nipple poking through. That's not like, oh my God, her nipple showing. She doesn't even know the nipple showing. She doesn't care about you, dude. Like, that's not what's happening. And you over there to fester over it is really weird. Star will tell you. Actually, let's do this exercise. How much of the time is your vagina wet around me?
A lot.
And I'm not just like, oh, your vagina's wet. Like, I understand it's wet. I'm her person. So I get that it's wet, but that doesn't mean I just need to be focused on it being wet. We still have to go to doctor's appointments and, like, do things. A wet vagina is just that, a wet vagina. So, I mean, I feel like don't let it engulf you. Everything in excess is bad. So if you have too much, and I'm kind of ranting and going on about the stuff, but I sex is a big deal to me. Like, I truly have devoted my life to this sort of thing to help people improve it and use it for what it's meant for and stuff. I feel like Jesus put me here on earth to explain how. And I mean, I talk about it here on the air, and I use it pretty good, I would say. Like, I'm good at the act of it, but I don't think that should deter the purpose I'm using it for. There are many vaginas offered to me that I would not do because I'm not going to be able to put me into it, so it doesn't make any sense. And I'll leave my answers at that. That's probably enough. Overall, how satisfied are you with your sexual life? On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
Probably 9 or 10.
I'll go with the 7. In the men's star department. I'll go with a 7. Star, when listening to Teddy respond about lovemaking that way, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have heard it all, hear it all the time. It is who he is. It's definitely who he is. It's how he really believes and thinks and all of that. So, that's what I think.
And he doesn't really get super excited that your vagina is wet all the time.
No.
Okay, so I want you to picture a superstar basketball player. They don't get super excited that you are clamoring all over them because they're a superstar basketball player. And so Star probably would attest to this part. I am humble enough to think that vagina should be wet because I'm in the room. And so it's not going to be a big deal because they should be wet because I'm in the room is what ends up happening. So I am not, like, super shocked. Now, there are times where I stick my fingers in Star's and it's like a river. And I'm shocked, and I might mention those times, but I'm not just, like, randomly sitting there, like, come here, girl, you wet? And, like, that doesn't really happen. We don't wet test it every single day just by asking. I mean, I stick my fingers in there every single day, but that's more so, like, a comfort thing. I know it's wet, and I'm just playing in it. So it's, whoa. How does it feel to get your vagina played and everything?
I guess normal now. It's just kind of what we do. It's 90 seconds, just so we're aware.
Well, a lot of these women are like, want to be you at the moment.
Sure.
This lady says she hasn't had her vagina touched for 27 years. Her husband sleeps in a different room. She has a husband, and it hasn't been touched for 27 years. Hey, listen, touch
that
thing yourself.
That makes my heart
sad
for you.
Yeah. Like, you go ahead and just put your fingers down there and go to town. You've earned it. It's like,
27 years.
That's not fair.
I thought my 10-year height.
And you didn't have a husband.
Sure
did. Like, well, babe, tonight I'm going to go to bed over
sure
here.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Okay, well, we're coming to the end of a show. We will do a show sooner this next time. Nice talking to you guys. Love, peace, and hair grief.
Have a good weekend.